Today we know that stars visible to the naked eye make up only a minute fraction of all the stars. We can see about 5,000 stars, only about 0.0001% of all the stars in just our own galaxy, the Milky Way. The Milky Way itself is but one of more than 100 billion galaxies that can be seen using modern telescopes, and each galaxy contains, on average, some 100 billion stars. If a star were a grain of salt, you could fit all the stars visible to the naked eye on a teaspoon, but all the stars in the universe would fill a ball more than 8 miles wide. Stars are so far away that they appear to us to be just pinpoints of light. We cannot see their size or shape. But as Hubble noticed, there are many different types of stars, and we can tell them apart by the color of their light. Newton discovered that if light from the sun passes through a triangular piece of glass called a prism, it breaks up into its component colors as in a rainbow. The relative intensities of the various colors emitted by a given source of light are called its spectrum. By focusing a telescope on an individual star or galaxy, one can observe the spectrum of the light from that star or galaxy. One thing this light tells us is temperature. In 1860, the German physicist Gustav Kirchhoff realized that any material body, such as a star, will give off light or other radiation when heated, just as coals glow when they are heated. The light such glowing objects give off is due to the thermal motion of the atoms within them. It is called blackbody radiation, even though the glowing objects are not black. The spectrum of blackbody radiation is hard to mistake. It has a distinctive form that varies with the temperature of the body. The light emitted by a glowing object is therefore like a thermometer reading. The spectrum we observe from different stars is always in exactly this form. It is a postcard of the thermal state of that star. If we look more closely, starlight tells us even more. We find that certain very specific colors are missing, and these missing colors may vary from star to star. Since we know that each chemical element absorbs a characteristic set of very specific colors, by matching these to those that are missing from a star's spectrum, we can determine exactly which elements are present in that star's atmosphere. In the 1920s, when astronomers began to look at the spectra of stars in other galaxies, they found something most peculiar. There were the same characteristic patterns of missing colors as for stars in our own galaxy, but they were all shifted toward the red end of the spectrum by the same relative amount. To physicists, the shifting of color or frequency is known as the Doppler effect. We are all familiar with it in the realm of sound. Listen to a car passing on the road. As it approaches, its engine, or its horn, sounds at a higher pitch, and after it passes and is moving away, it sounds at a lower pitch. The sound of its engine or horn is a wave, a succession of crests and troughs. When a car is racing toward us, it will be progressively nearer to us as it emits each successive wave crest, so the distance between wave crests, the wavelength of the sound, will be smaller than if the car were stationary. The smaller the wavelength, the more of these fluctuations reach our ear each second, and the higher the pitch or frequency of the sound. Correspondingly, if the car is moving away from us, the wavelength will be greater, and the waves will reach our ear with a lower frequency. The faster the car is moving, the greater the effect, so we can use the Doppler effect to measure speed. The behavior of light or radio waves is similar. Indeed, the police make use of the Doppler effect to measure the speed of cars by measuring the wavelength of pulses of radio waves reflected off them.